This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Joe Zaza. Joe is the managing partner, one of the founders of ASD Management, a very successful surgery center company. We're going to talk today really about this core concept of something may seem simple, but being great at it takes a lot of work. And we'll talk about it in the context of business. We'll talk about it in the context of golf, where Joe in both areas has excelled, but more for the fun of learning a concept on business that should be useful to everybody. Joe, can you take one moment, no more than 15 seconds, to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Scott. I'm managing partner of ASD Management. As you said, we operate 14 ambulatory surgery centers throughout the United States. Been doing it since 1992, mostly hospital physician joint ventures and larger physician-owned surgery centers.
Great. You're an expert in running surgery centers. Before we get into the analogy of how we look at song your performance and how there's some analogies here to business, tell us the four fundamentals of running a surgery center.
Well, it's really three, Scott. You know, when we think of it like, you know, building a house, and we wrote a book called Developing and Managing Surgery Centers. You were kind enough to contribute a chapter. And really, it's having a fundamental operating system, a systematic way of running a business. In the surgery centers, that's the clinical and the patient care side, the risk management side, the managed care processes, the revenue cycle processes. How those areas work and having a fundamentally sound system for doing that's extraordinarily important. The walls would be the people. You know, it's a people business. The surgeons, anesthesia, the staff, and your administrator. And then the roof would be your leaders, the leadership, kind of like keeping the rain out. The leaders kind of, you know, create the way the thing's going to be run. So if those all three areas are working well, then you're going to have a successful surgery center. But it takes a ton of attention to detail to make those all three work right.
So we talk about an operating system, we talk about great people, great teams, and we talk about great leadership. Those three fundamentals to running a great business, running a great surgery center. You've talked a little bit about this concept of a lot of things in life are like a particular song, the song Sweet Home Alabama. Take a moment. Give us a minute on where the metaphor is at.
Yeah. So when you pick up guitar, a lot of times the first song people learn is "Sweet Home Alabama." It's essentially three chords. It sounds pretty good once you learn the chords. It's a great beginner song. The issue is that once you really start learning how to play that song properly, there's a lot going on in that song, and it's these little things that they do that make that song special. There's a fundamental base of that song, which you would never hear on the radio. It's there, but you can't hear it. It's how it was written. And then there's the classic of what they call riffs. But the concept from business is that what looks simple, it's the easiest song to learn and the hardest song to master.
In the similar concept of business is you get the basics, and then it takes years to get great at actually executing constantly and evolving constantly around those basics. Take a moment on a book that you've referenced to me a number of times, is the Make Your Bed book written by a Navy SEAL. Talk about why that's important, that concept, not necessarily making your bed, but why the concept is important.
Yeah, and he's using making your bed as a metaphor for having a small win and building small wins throughout the day as to be strong mentally. And it had to do with Navy SEAL training when he would see people quit because they got so overwhelmed by, oh my gosh, we have to do this run and then we have to do this swim and then we have to do calisthenics or whatever. And instead of just taking one thing at a time and saying, I'm going to do this next bench press, just this one, and then I'm going to do the next one after that, and biting it off in incremental chunks. And it became really very focused for me during the COVID crisis, you know, particularly in March and April. I mean, we're still in it, but from an administrative standpoint in March and April, when there was no playbook for what we did and it was easy to get overwhelmed. So we had to kind of bite this off into small pieces and small chunks. And I thought it was very, very helpful. And I kept referencing back to core concepts in that book in order to, while we were, you know, operating, you know, our centers and trying to figure out what the best thing to do was.
Thank you. So we've talked about really three separate things today. First, a core business plan for building a surgery center. You built around great operating systems, great people, and great leadership. We talked about the concept of a lot of things in life are like Sweet Home Alabama, easy to learn the basics of, but hard to become great at. And then you've talked about this concept of constantly building small wins throughout the day. Take a moment on, Joe, you've had this great success as a business leader. Take a moment on your top three priorities this year. What do you see as your top three priorities for the rest of the year?
Well, the first one's going to be navigating our centers through COVID and, you know, maintaining patient safety. That is our first core thing, and making sure that the centers are economically stable. Around that, we would also continue to grow our business with select clients, because you know, growing our business is very important to us. And I think the third thing is to kind of grow our team and continue to attract really strong, talented people that fit into our way of doing business. We're sort of a boutique firm. We're more like a small car maker than a large car maker. So it's people that would fit in to our firm that are very talented. So those are really the three things that we're going to focus on as we finish up this year.
Thank you very much. Joe, just a great pleasure speaking to you. We've talked about building a business. We've talked about the metaphor in building a business to Sweet Home Alabama, the concept of simple on its face, but greatness takes a lot of work and execution and effort. We've also touched on this concept of small wins every day. It's talked about by Admiral McRaven, I believe it is. And finally, the three big priorities this year and how important it is for you to have those clear priorities, making sure the current centers do well and patients are taken care of well, adding some additional centers, making sure your team and adding great people to your team, those three big priorities. Joe, a pleasure to visit with you today. How do people learn more about you and your firm?
Well, we're at ASDmanagement.com. Our book is on Amazon, Developing and Managing Surgery Centers. And those are the two easiest ways to get us.
Fantastic. Joe, always a great pleasure to visit with you. I know we spent the time on business concepts today. We didn't get a chance to talk about how you became a scratch golfer over the last 10 years. We'll do that on another podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks, Scott.